como puede ser olvidado.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro.
taking off from center field. Question on being down for the game. One shot deal don't matter. And the other one's the same. Oh, my friend, I see you. Want you to come through.
Van Morrison there with Bulbs.
How you doing?
Bulbs. Off the very underrated album, actually. You don't hear it that often. It's called Veden Fleece. You always hear Astral Weeks and all that kind of stuff, but Veden Fleece is fantastic. I love that Van Morrison album. I'm very underplayed, including that's my favorite track off the album is Bulbs. It's just, he lets it all out there. We kick things off with the 12, speaking of letting it all out, we had the 12-inch extended mix of Madonna's La Isla Bonita.
Such a great tune.
Right? And then in the middle, we had a song that a lot of you, most of you, in fact, all of you, I likely haven't heard before. It was called Tidelands. It's by a band called Moondoggies. I still have the T-shirt I got from the concert. Mm-hmm. They opened for Head and the Heart at the Fillmore in 2012. DJ Original Brew and I were there. And I really liked the opener. That was their debut album. Mm. It's called Tidelands. It's the title track off the album. They're called Moondoggies. And it was one of those where I bought the shirt, the album, and really yep. enjoyed the music. It was a good show. And of course, the Head and the Heart were phenomenal that night.
Oh yeah, always are.
And I mean, things out with Van Morrison. You're listening to ES Beats. I am DJ ESB, joined in the studio by the incomparable DJ Original Brewer. Mm-hmm. And we are here every Saturday from 2 till 4 p.m. Pacific. Right now, that is 9 p.m., right? 9 till 11 p.m. in the UK until they change the clocks next weekend. So next, there's one more Saturday of us being an hour early in England, which is why we weren't able to watch the Leeds match, because it was a late kickoff. Usually that would be noon here, but now it's 1 because we've changed our clocks and they haven't. So for about 3 weeks, they are 7 hours ahead and not 8. Yeah, and we've been doing vinyl since the end of October of last year, since the beginning of November, all out of our personal collection.
Yeah.
We're taking the Sesame Street rule of thumb, so each week it's brought to you by a different letter. This week is the letter M. Yes. We took a couple of weeks off, but that's okay because there was 1 week when we did, I think it was IJK all at the same time. So
yes, it was a busy, heavy letters.
Yeah, we're back on track. Next week will be the letter N.
Yes.
And the rule is simple. Well, I try to keep this rule.
Well, it's not really, though, because I was explaining it to... because DJ Sam was so excited, and she's like, and this, and this, and this. I was like, well, no, because it has to be this or this... But not this.
There's only three rules.
Well, but yeah, but...
Three rules.
But people would assume that it could be any variation of M.
These are the three rules.
Okay.
For the letter M.
Yes.
If it's a band, it has to begin with the letter M.
Right.
If it's a single artist, it has to begin... Their last name has to begin with the letter M.
Uh-huh.
But in those rare occasions where the... where the name of the band includes the artist's name, for example, the Ben Folds Five, mm-hmm. I see that as the letter B and not F, because it's not Ben Folds on his own, it's the
and
Ben Folds Five.
And what about a movie?
That's different. We're not there yet. Movies just begin with the letter of the movie. But so, for example, next week we're doing the letter N, and I'm very excited because I wasn't able to play them when we were on the letter G, because I realized my rules are Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds is the name of the band, so it begins with the letter N and not G, even though that's his last name.
Oh, jeez.
So we get some Noel Gallagher next week.
Oh, boy.
Everyone up to date now? Everyone feeling good?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the mission. If you go to the homepage there, RadioValencia.fm, there's a chat room in there. Some of us are in there chatting away. You can see the full lineup of shows. You can see all the different ways you can listen to us. It doesn't have to be online. Well, it has to be online, but it doesn't have to be through the website. You can download the app.
Yep.
You can listen on any kind of streaming radio apps, like I use TuneIn when we're at home, and you can listen to us there.
It's on in the hallway right now.
I have been uploading all the podcasts that I'm trying to catch up. So if you do have the app, you can listen to most of our past podcasts. I need to go find the really early ones because right now they're not playing for some reason. I need to find the first couple of years. Yeah, I think they're on the hard drive though. So I'm hoping. I need to talk to Maldoror. And Marco. But anyway, and if you go to the website, you can see there's openings. If you want to, if you think you've got what it takes to be as bad as us, go for it. you just email station@radiovalencia.fm and tell us the time slot you're looking at. If you go to the website, you can see all the open slots. Or you can just say, hey, I'm open to anything. Let me know what's open. And let us know the kind of show you want to do. And it's been great to see all these new shows join the station. It's fantastic, actually. We've got like 4 or 5 new shows in the last couple of months, which is lovely. And it's so great to see everyone and see the studio thriving. We're painting it again.
Yeah, I noticed.
Painting it white now with a little bit of black on one side, so it's kind of fun. Did a big spring clean. Someone came and did a big clean and rearranged everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, actually.
It's looking good.
All right, so I'm going to risk something here. We might not get through the whole song.
Oh, jeez.
Because I don't know if it's going to play.
Oh.
Because this is the...
Why is it an old open?
This is the first 12-inch... single I ever bought myself.
Oh boy.
And I played it into the ground.
Oh boy.
We had just moved back to England. It came out in 1987.
Yeah.
And it was on all the time. And it was number one for quite a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I really loved dancing around the house to this one. I hope you do too. If it starts skipping too much, I will change it. I've got the little special vinyl spray and I've wiped it down, but I know it's going to be crackly because when I was 13, I was scratching my records like you wouldn't believe.
Well, of course.
All right, here we go.
Toodles.
volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Thank you. why do they follow me? It's not the future that I can see, it's just my fantasy.
Would last forever. Hell bent on swearing that we'd never let a good love go. Leave that fire behind the red silo. Dancing in the light.
And we're back.
Who is that?
That was H.C. McIntyre with Red Silo off her album Lionheart.
Don't know that.
I know it's another one. You know what I'm like. And if you're no stranger to the show, you know this already. When we go to shows, I never want to miss the opener. Because, you know,
and you tend to always buy their stuff.
They don't get a lot of love, and that's why I do it. I buy the album because that's how they get their money. You know, they only get just a small portion of the door, and usually they're just struggling to make it. And the label has said, you know what, we'll give you a shot on this tour with these guys. So I try and get their stuff when we go. That's how we discovered a lot of bands too. I mean, it's how I discovered Mumford and Sons, even. You know,
yeah. So who was she before?
I can't remember. That's what's been killing me the whole show. I think maybe it was. I mean, she's got such a great sound.
She's got kind of a country vibe, though.
She does. For some reason, I feel like it was the Chapel, but I don't know why. I don't know who she'd be. Maybe she was opening. Well, I didn't go to the Jake show in the end. I don't know. Huh. But yeah, H.C. McIntyre there with Red Silo, if you liked that. The album's called Lionheart. Before that, we had Men at Work with Who Can It Be Now.
So great. I love that tune.
From Business as Usual. Then we had Madness with Baggy Trousers from the single of the same name.
Also great.
It was an EP that came out on Record Store Day last year or the year before, and I swiped it up. And then we kicked things off with the 12-inch single, the first single I ever bought, 1987, Pump Up the Volume by Mars. And it didn't skip once. I know, it sounded great. That spray's awesome that I got. So, yeah, you're listening to ES Beats. This is the letter M. We're going to be with you for another 30 minutes before we meet up with another M, the Mats. And enjoy another M, a margarita.
That too.
So, yeah, let's get some tunes. So, like I said, I like to buy music from the artist who's opening. This next guy, his name is Nat Myers. He's phenomenal. If you don't know him, you should really check him out. He's a Korean-American blues musician and poet, I guess, is the way I would put it. He's from Kentucky. I think it's Kentucky. And he, northern Kentucky. But he's been dealing with this health issue. So he's opened for Casey Musgraves and a few, but JR and Mike and I, we saw him open for G Love and Special Source a couple of times. In fact, JR and Mike got to meet him before the show, I think. It was the one I didn't go to. I can't remember, but I know that we met him or they met him. But he had this real health skit. Well, he's still dealing with this health battle. He's only got one album out. It's called Yellow Peril, and it's phenomenal. It was number one on the Billboard Blues charts when it was out, or when it came out. And we have it on vinyl. But he developed this cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2025, just last year. It's a rare sarcoma that grew around his heart. So he's been going through treatment and chemo ever since. But I did see an update. So he hasn't toured, obviously, hasn't played any music or anything like that. So give him a listen. Give him some support on however you stream your music. His name is Nat Myers, and the album is called Yellow Peril. But he's apparently making there was some good news last month. He's showing strides with his chemo. That's all I heard. But it was very, very obviously fatalist last year, but now it seems quite positive and promising. So I'm hoping he pulls through because he's an amazing artist and a wonderful human. So this song is the last track off the first side of his only album. It's called Yellow Peril. It came out in 2023. It was produced by Dan Auerbach. And the last track is called off the first side. Side A is called Duck and Dodge. So here's Nat Myers for all of you.
I have information on your other person if you want.
Okay, go for it.
She's primarily toured with Angel.
Oh, you're talking about H.C. McIntyre? Yeah. Okay.
S. Carey and Natalie Prass.
No.
And she has toured at the Chapel, Swedish American Hall.
I think it was the Chapel where I saw.
Yeah. And 2023 was the year that she was in the Bay Area.
That was definitely when I saw her, too, because it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
And I think I went with Norm. I think it was Norm and I, and it was very navel-gazy, but we loved it.
Yeah. Anyway, there you have it. Sorry.
Thank you very much. Who was that contributor?
What's that?
Who was the contributor? Or did you look it up?
Oh, I was looking it up.
Oh,
yes.
Look at you.
I was looking on the interwebs, Henny. I was trying to contribute.
You're on the Tintinet.
I was on the Tintinet.
And you did contribute. It was wonderful. Yes. Lovely. Thank you, Danny.
You're so welcome.
Look at us. We're like a professional.
I know. Well, not quite. But anyway, there you go. All right. Go on to your note in your new tongs.
Thank you, darling.
Yes.
Duck and dodge, you can't duck and dodge no more. about where you've been. No, I ain't honey. Yeah, honey, that I ain't buying it all. Yeah, honey, that duck and dodge, you can't duck and dodge no more. Duck and dodge, baby, can't duck and dodge no more. Won't do me, baby, baby, like you done before. Yeah, no, no, no fuss. Tell me, baby, honey, what you got inside? Tell me, baby, honey, what you got inside? Been loving so long, why do you wanna go?
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Last night I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
could have had the Navy, but no, I had to go for a mobile home. Yes, I gave it all to you, babe. All to you in that trailer, too, babe. I kept up my interest, I kept up my payments. She never said goodbye, I never asked why. Man, we used to dance to Leonard Skinner. Ah, she used to look so good at times.
So good.
You like that one?
Yes, of course. That, always love him.
That was Mudcrutch, Tom Petty's side project he had for a while. They were a really good band, actually. It was just
I was wondering why we were... I was trying to figure out why we were listening to Tom Petty.
That's how we got get it in there. The name of the band was Mudcrutch, so it fits into the M category. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Tom Petty on vocals. Mm. The song was called Trailer, and the album was called Two. It was their second album. Yeah. We kick things off with Duck and Dodge by Nat Myers. From his debut and only album to date, Yellow Peril. He sounds so old, but he when you see him, and he's so young, and he's so small, and his voice is so old and big and gruff. It's amazing.
It's fun.
We had my favorite Joni Mitchell when I was a kid growing up was that song, Big Yellow Taxi, off Ladies of the Canyon. You can't deny you actually sang along at one point. I heard you.
Well, honey, I mean, I have no choice. Everyone I'm surrounded with loves Joni Mitchell. Supposed to do. I mean,
that was good dead air right there.
Of course, I know all of the songs. I don't like them, but I know them.
Well, you're welcome.
So I can sing them.
Also, one of her shortest, so you're welcome.
That is also helpful.
So then, after that, we had Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer off his.
Love John Mayer.
Continuum. It's funny, I would never
not
buy.
Not as a person, but I actually know. Like his music.
I would never buy that album. But I used to be a member of the, what was it, Vinyl Essentials?
Oh, yeah.
Or Vinyl Me Please, Vinyl
yeah,
Me Please.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they would send me an album monthly. You paid a certain, it's like you paid for Netflix, but you bought an album a month, but you didn't know what you were going to get. They knew what you liked. You could send stuff back, and they would replace it with something else. But every so often, an album would come along. That's how I got the Erykah Badu album, which I never would have bought.
Oh, right,
and it's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was it's a double album, Continuum, beautiful, you know, 180 gram vinyl. And even though he was still in the whole teen bop phase then, or at least those are the all the girls loved
probably
him.
Probably when he was dating Jessica Simpson.
But you can already hear his guitar skills coming through, and I'm not apologetic.
Before he went on to the Beyond the Dead.
Well, even before that, like he had those two albums when he was out in Montana.
Oh, that's true.
And with
that was when he was dating Katy
Perry.
Oh my
God, those two albums are amazing, and I'm guaranteed that was the bridge from his Pop Days to his touring with the Dead, so yeah. Dead and Company. Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, and then we had Trailer by Mud Crutch. You've been listening to ES Beats today. We've got 10 minutes left for you. We've got 2 songs for you. Mm-hmm. Again, it's been all brought to you by the letter M. Please tune in next weekend, same time, same.
Speaking of M, the Muppet Show is back.
I know, it's so good. So good. We got to watch them.
I know.
And then, the letter N next week. Mm. So I've got a lot of fun stuff coming your way. Including
NWA.
The National.
The National.
The National's good. There's some good ones in there.
Yes.
So playing another old 12-inch single of mine from the 80s.
Oh, boy.
This was given to me when I was leaving England by a girl who I've never seen since.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
Toodles.
He shares my name, by the way, so it's very easy to play.
Oh, toodles.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Richard Marx.
Oh, God.
You've been listening to ES Beats. I'm DJ ESB.
I'm Original Brewer, and I forgot how great his hair was.
Amazing, right? I was right here waiting.
Wow.
We're going to play one last song. So we kick things off with two of my favorites. We kick things off with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and then Blue Mitchell, back-to-back. And you've heard both of them throughout the show with other, obviously lots of other music, too. But I found out this album I've got, which is John Mayall live. It's a jazz blues fusion performed and recorded live in Boston and New York. I was looking at the credits this morning when I was trying to pick out the show, and Blue Mitchell is the trumpet on this. I'm so excited. So my favorite blues guitarist of all time, the Brits always produce the best, John Mayall, phenomenal. And then my favorite trumpet player of all time, and I realize he's, you know, much less well known than the main names. I just love the way he plays it. This is John Mayall and Blue Mitchell, the jazz blues fusion performed live, and this is in New York. This is on side two. So this is performed live at Hunter College in New York. The song is called Dry Throat. And we're going to play you out, and we'll see you next week. We love you all. Thank you so much for listening.